It's a Saturday night in A&E and all the doctors and nurses are busy.
There are lots of patients in. An elderly lady who has fallen and broken her hip. Her family around the bed. There's a small boy with a cut to the head after an adventure on his new bicycle. His dad anxiously waiting for the nurse. Several sprained ankles. An old man with breathing problems wheezes as he tries to talk to the doctor. And a young gymnast with a twisted knee.
In short, a normal Saturday evening. The staff are busy but happy. After all, this is what they're here for. And it's rewarding to now see a grinning child proudly showing off a new plaster cast as he leaves the department.
The receptionist phones to say she's having problems with a group of people. They are drunk and harassing other patients in the waiting room. They have been involved in a fight in the town. One of them has a large cut to the head which is bleeding. He staggers round, leaving blood splatters on the floor and red sticky handprints on door handles. His mate has been sick on the floor, and the sour smell of vomit fills the waiting room.
The nurse calls the patients through and asks politely if his mates will sit quietly in the waiting room. They jeer at her. She warns them that the police will be called if they continue to disrupt, and hurriedly moves the remaining family into the relative safety of the main department. Their little boy looks terrified and clutches his teddy bear. The rest of those waiting try to ignore the escalating rowdiness.
Once again, the receptionist phones. More people have arrived and are looking to continue the fight. They refuse to listen to the pleas of staff and threaten a middle-aged man when he tries to intervene.
Meanwhile, work on the main department has ground to a halt, while nurses summon help from the porters and phone the police. There is no hospital security.
Eventually, the police appear. They explain that the town is busy. They have already made several arrests. The offending people are treated to a night in the cells, protesting loudly as they are taken away, one of them smashing a hand through the glass door as a parting shot.
It's only midnight and the nurses know there's more to come. The patient with a cut head is patched up and sent to the ward. He can't be sent home because none of his friends are sober enough to look after him, and so a precious acute bed is lost. In the meantime, there's vomit to mop up and a trail of bloody handprints to clean. The broken door will have to wait.
One of the patients asks the nurse why she puts up with it. She shrugs, it's Saturday night.